Stay true. Try this while sitting, lift your right foot and move it in clockwise circles. While doing this, draw the number 6 in the air with your right hand. Result? Your right foot's movement will change direction from clockwise to counterclockwise. In today's Gospel, Matthew 16, 13-20, Jesus showed us that he was not one who would go round and round in circles and who would change directions. Jesus was straight and straightforward. He was one who was not afraid to ask the truth. Who do people say that I am? Neither was he afraid to find out the truth. Who do you say that I am? Truth was on his side and he had nothing to hide. As the Desiderata says, speak your truth quietly and clearly. It is very consoling to hear from Jesus today that those who tell the truth are blessed. Truthful people will be rewarded. Let us take heart and not be dismayed when liars prosper. Their kind of prosperity is temporary. There is no greater pain than to lie every night with one's enemy, and that is oneself. There is no real rest for cheaters and liars. They will keep on seeing the shadows of their lies even after they have put off the lights when they sleep at night, if they get to sleep at all, that is. Yes, truth itself is its own reward. As Jesus built his church on rock, so too must our country build on solid ground, not on sand. What we are seeing here in our land is the erosion of the basic values on which our Constitution is founded. We must not let fleeting leaders destroy our hopes and dreams. We must not allow our culture to be contaminated with dishonesty, violence, cheating, corruption, and manipulations. Leaders come and go. Wanted, leaders who truly serve and stay true. Every once in a while, we hear from the media about some people who would climb up a tall building or a tower to call attention to themselves or to their cause. Some of them may be mentally or emotionally disturbed, but the message is clear. I am here. I am a person. I desperately need to be heard and listened to. Make sure that no one in your life is about to climb up a building or a tower just because you are not listening. Like Jesus, may we always remember that every person is worth stopping for. Did you hear the story about two professional killers waiting in ambush in a dark alley? When their target did not show up at the expected time, the first professional killer said, "He is supposed to pass this way. How come he is not yet here?" The second killer, in a very concerned voice, said, "I hope nothing bad happened to him." This story shows that no matter how professional you are or you think you are, there is still a part of you that will always be personal. By all means, be professional. But don't forget to be personal. Be personal, but likewise, don't forget to be professional. In other words, be a pro, but also be a person. Be proper. Proper. I know of a father who has become so professional even in his relationship with his family. He has gone up the corporate ladder, but in his old age, he is lonely and alone up there. His real friends are not there. Even his children are not there. Don't end up like him. Don't lose your personal touch. Remember, before, after, over and above, and beyond your profession and function, you are a person. Magbakato ka. Likewise, let us be careful of Pharisaisms and legalism in our religion. All our prayers and worship can end up as mere rituals and lip service if there is no personal relationship with God. Furthermore, all our serving and ministry can end up as mere functions if we do not put heart and conviction into it. May we be remembered not just as someone who did this and did that, and who had this and who had that. Rather, may we be remembered as someone who really was a father, a brother, a sister, a friend, or simply, a someone who was there. Be a real someone, not some somebody. A moment with the Lord. Lord, amidst all the confusions and temptations, help us to stay true to you, through you, and with you. Amen. Moments with Fajri at gmail.com.